With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Netball makes history as its two national squads compete in St. Martin over the weekend. The Battle of the Saints netball tournament will see K-Man's senior squad compete against four national teams from the Caribbean, and its junior under-16 squad will compete against other junior teams as well.
One will be doing juniors. Okay. Under 16, and then the senior team will be playing four other countries, Antigua, St. Kitts, I believe it's St. Lucia, and I believe Grenada. I stand to correction there, but they will be playing 14. Each country will be playing six games, I think.
President of the Cayman Islands Netball Association, Lucille Seymour, says preparing both teams at the same time was a memorable experience, as the younger ones had a chance to see what it takes to play at a higher level.
We had an under 16 team. They have been working now in a squad together near a year. And then we had the senior team. The senior team is ranking. They have to go for ranking. You know, every year the senior team has to go somewhere to rank so that they can increase going up the ladder. Because if you don't go up the ladder, you won't get up to the top. So the senior team has to do that. But yes, we made history. And I was there yesterday when they were all playing together. And it really was wonderful to see the senior team and the junior team and how they have progressed. And I believe that that was a good thing to do, to put the two things together, because they will see the adults play and the adults will see them play. So I think that was very, very good for them.
The games begin in St. Martin on October 17th through the 20th. The CONCACAF Nations League qualifying continued over the weekend in St. Martin with Cayman versus the home team. The Nations League qualifying tournament serves as part of the qualifying process for the 2019 CONCACAF Gold Cup, which was expanded from 12 to 16 teams. The group stage of the tournament will also serve as qualification for the 2021 CONCACAF Cup. On Saturday, Cayman lost 3-0 to their opponents, St. Martin, in a highly competitive match. While Cayman showed they were the more skilled team on the field, St. Martin proved they wanted it more. President of the Cayman Islands Football Association, Alfredo Whitaker, says the guys underestimated their opponents.
Unfortunately, we took the game a little too soft, and when we tried to react, was a little too late. A couple of our players didn't really perform the way they normally do, and the result was a catastrophic result for us, 3-0. I'm pretty sure that this is a lesson well learned, and that tomorrow this can be a totally different ball game here in Cayman. A part of that is the 3 o'clock game. Heat was high, and that also affects our team. But there is no excuses. The team from St. Martin play better than us. They had more character. They was hungry, and they had big heart. They didn't display the talent that the Cayman Island team have, but they had a big heart, and the results talk for itself.
Game 2 will play tomorrow at 6:15 p.m. right here at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. And the Cayman Islands Flag Football Association sent two teams to the Bahamas for the Autumn Bahamas Invitational Tournament over the weekend. The women's national team lost in the semifinal round of the competition. Women's head coach Brendan Malise says the experience was more than just about the games.
We went 2-2 in the tournament this weekend. We're getting ready to pack up to head home. It was a really good showing by the girls. We lost a real close game in the semifinal. Overall, I was happy with, you know, our effort. You know, we brought a lot of new players for this team, and, you know, they got a good opportunity to show their skills, got some exposure. So hopefully it's something that we can build on going forward. Other than that, you know, I'm happy to report nobody got injured. You know, we had a good time helping out some of the teams that came from Freeport that obviously were devastated by Hurricane Dorian, and able to help provide them some relief stuff was really humbling and awesome to do as a team.
Coach Brendan says the competition was broken up into two pools, with both Cayman and USA at the top of their division and going head-to-head in the playoffs.
There was us, the Cayman Islands, in a pool with two teams from Bahamas, and then there was a Team USA that was a mix of players from all over the western and eastern parts of the United States, and they were in a pool with two teams from Bahamas. So there was four teams from Bahamas, us, Cayman Islands, and then a U.S. international team. We won our pool, USA won their pool. We ended up losing the USA 6-0 in a semifinal. We played them really well. You know, it was just, you know, a matter of technicalities with covering some plays and things like that. But like I said, it was a really good experience for our players. It was an awesome vibe and environment to come and, you know, do this, in light of what this country's been going through, and just, you know, really just uniting and having a good time, you know. So the competition was good, but at the end of the day, the vibe and the overall you know, unity between the teams before and after the games was, you know, well worth it. Something I look forward to doing again.
The teams arrive home tomorrow. Stay tuned to tomorrow's sports report to hear what happened with the men. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.